I think we all love a good redemption story. It seems like things always head towards some terrible direction, and then boom, an intervention or something happens. It's amazing. And it may be that in your marriage, you need something amazing to happen. You need redemption today. If so, I'm so glad you listened in. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin, and they lead our marriage team here. Erin, how about you? What's a favorite book or movie or story of redemption that you have?
Oh, one of my favorites is Redeeming Love. It's just such a great story. And of course, it's straight out of Hosea, talking about, you know, such a transformation of this young lady's life. And, you know, it's funny because years ago, Greg and I were on a bus for a conference, and he introduces me to this woman. And I'm like, oh, what book did you write? And she says, Redeeming Love.
Oh.
And I was like, huh, I haven't heard of it.
She had
little
no idea.
Did I know probably 10 yeah. years later, I would read that book and love that book for the rest of my life.
Well, I think we all have something like that story or something similar where we say, oh, there's hope there. There's so many marriages that aren't in a spot where there's hope. It's dark, it's difficult, it's overwhelming. Let's go back to a conversation that Jim Daly had with Jeff and Cheryl Scruggs. Previously, here on this podcast, they discussed how they were divorced from each other after she had an affair, but God wasn't done with them yet.
Now, for both of you, though, I mean, it took some time because you're separated and divorced for about 7 years. So it didn't just happen overnight. No. It was a process.
It was a process.
What happened during that period of time? How did you, you're 3 months into it.
Right.
And you're divorced.
Well,
you got 6 more years now separated.
6.5 years, yes.
What was that journey all about?
Happened? You know, I left Jeff's house that day after sharing my heart with him probably for the first time on a deep level. And I had my tail between my legs, got in my car, and I thought, I guess that wasn't God. So I got back to my home 5 minutes away, and I just sat with the Lord, and I'm like, God, you know, I guess it wasn't you, and I really don't understand all that you do yet. I'm so new. And so it was very clear that God laid on my heart, just continue in this journey. Don't give up on this. And so literally I was in the process of breaking off the other relationship. That's a whole nother, you know, part of it. And so that was not an easy thing to do because my heart was attached. Mm-hmm. Even though it was all deception, it was lies and deceit and everything, it still was an attachment. So I had to work through that. And literally the Lord laid on my heart just to continue to love Jeff like I was supposed to in the first marriage, because that's what I was learning now, even though we weren't in the same home. So I did my best to do that. I know I didn't do that very well sometimes because I was so anxious about that we had, you know, made so many mistakes and I just wanted a second chance. And so finally, 5 years in, I had been inviting Jeff over for dinner for about a year, and he turned me down every time for a year. Mm. And one day, he said, yes, I'll come over.
She could come out.
That was 5 years in.
Why did you say yes after all that time? What in you made you say yes?
I think it was just, you know, that the Lord had been softening my heart. Mm. And that's just, you know, I was getting to the place where I could start to look at her and not feel that anger anymore.
In fact, Cheryl, I was going to say, you wrote in your book about a letter of reconciliation that you'd written, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I've got an excerpt of that.
Oh, cool.
And it'd be great if you could read that for us, because my guess would be, Jeff, this certainly helps soften your heart.
You know, Jeff, believe it or not, I pray for us every day. I pray for our situation and ask God to show me what he wants for my life. I do not have peace with what has happened to us. It just isn't settled in my heart and mind. My heart is still so much with you. I know you may not want to hear this as you appear to have gotten on with your life and appear to be happy. There are times when I really miss you.
It's okay.
I'm sorry for being selfish with you. And trying to solve everything on my own. Jeff, I've always loved you and probably always will. Jeff, you may think differently, but I always loved you.
I appreciate the tenderness in which you're reading that. Most of us listening are crying with you. because it's such a heartfelt note. Mm-hmm. What did that do for you, Jeff?
You know, at the moment, I was just so full of pride that, you know, I basically, you know, I had no emotional response to it. And I'm not sure exactly what I said to her, but, you know, I didn't let her think that that touched me in any way. But what happened was I kept the letter and I put it in.
So it meant something
yes,
to you.
Yes, I put it in the nightstand beside my bed and I probably read it 12 times over the next several months. And it was just another way that God is just one of the many things that the Lord was using to soften my heart and show me that, you know, this could happen. This could really work.
So that was the first time you thought it's possible.
Yeah, there was just so many things that happened, but that was one of the catalysts. Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Cheryl, it takes, and Jim referenced this earlier, it takes a great deal of humility to get to a point, as you were writing in that excerpt, that you had failed. And that you were the driver behind the divorce. All these years later, is there still a sting there of the pain? I would imagine the humility is not something that you grabbed for, but the Lord kind of pushed onto you.
I mean, I'm thankful that the Lord humbled me. I don't know what I would do without that at this point. You know, it's really interesting. We share our story to a lot of churches across the country, different venues and all that. And I still, at times during the testimony, there's certain points that I cry every time. And I think, okay, this time I'm not going to cry, but the Lord just continually reminds me of where he's pulled, you know, what he pulled me out of and what he can do and how he can redeem anything. And there's hope no matter what. And he's in control, and we've got to lean on him.
Well, that is a great spot to end that clip on. And Aaron, you do a lot of counseling. You've seen a lot of marriages affected by betrayal. How do you encourage a couple to wait and to be patient for God to do something to bring about a possible reconciliation?
I will often say to couples when they come in, you know, let's say their first appointment, and then I encourage them to look at this journey as a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not going to be over in, you know, a month. It is something that the research shows can take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on the couple and, you know, the complications and on. So it's a journey that you are on. And as you enter into that journey, it's recognizing that God can do something miraculous at any point. There's going to be hard times, and there's going to be good times. And so it's just recognizing we're in this and we're going to keep walking.
Well, that applies to pretty much any couple with any kind of struggle. Keep the long view in mind and keep the door open for God, I guess.
And really reflect often on what God is teaching us. I think that's a part of the hope when we're able to sit down and go, okay, what are we learning? What's God teaching us through this? That there's a lot of pain there, and that can be a great way though just to recognize the ways that God's showing up, the little things that He's doing. And you know, Aaron and I like to ask each other that question. You know, what's one thing that God's done in your life, or what's one thing that He's taught you lately? Yeah. It's always a fascinating question. She'll answer it in ways that I go, I didn't even know you were thinking about that or going through that, or just it's really helpful as a couple that we keep learning how God is showing up. Gives hope, strengthens our connection, our attachment with each other. So it's a long road, Aaron, to your point. But again, we serve a God who's in the miracle business,
and He's all about redemption. And so I hope as you've listened along that you've been encouraged, and certainly swing by our website. We have so many resources to help you. If you're looking for some light, for some help, reach out to us here at Focus on the Family. Donate as you can, and when you do, get a copy of Jeff and Cheryl's book, I Do Again. We'll send that to you for a one-time gift or a monthly pledge of any amount. And the link to the book and to donate will be in the show notes. And if your relationship is in deep despair and trouble, we do have a marriage intensive program called Hope Restored. We've referenced it here before. God has brought about redemption in so many marriages. It is a tremendous program, and I encourage you to check that out. We'll have a link in the show notes. We'll hear more from Jeff and Cheryl Scruggs next time. For now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team here, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.